On the Morning Blend, we were so excited to highlight this week's Parish of the Week. It is St. Michael's Catholic Church out in Sandy, also St. Aloysius Church in Estacada, and that parish grouping also includes the Mission Parish of St. John's in Welsh's. Joining me today is Father Greg Bronsema. Good morning, Father. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Good morning, and thank you for inviting me.
You are a very busy priest, serving these three very distinct communities. For our listeners, first, share with us a little bit about your vocation, because, well, you were a convert to the Catholic faith that led you to the priesthood. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, it'd be a rather lengthy one to explain all the thing, but yes, I would say that I grew up in a very devout family that we took reading of Scripture and praying very seriously in our family life. But through the journey, I was drawn to the Catholic Church through the truth of the Catholic Church. And it took a lot, many years of investigation and through the great encouragement of folks, once I made that decision to make a step, I had a great group of folks over at St. Joseph the Worker in Southeast Portland to help me come into the church. Father John Amsbury was the priest at that time and was a great asset to help me in the church. And so, but now I am serving three different distinct parishes, and it is challenging, but it's also incredibly rewarding. Each parish has its own personality of its own, and that's normal for any parish. You have people from different backgrounds, different talents, different gifts and abilities, and then even just the place where they're at. So if you take an example up in the mountains there at the Mission Church up there at St. John, every single Sunday, you have people from anywhere, and from the world, basically, who come to Mass, because that's a destination for a lot of folks when they want to go up skiing or some of the other resources up there. And so it's a very unique environment to have all these guests and to have a parish where you sit on a log pew.
It's right.
A very interesting environment to be in, and that community serves that kind of place, and it has an important, I think, witness for all those folks who otherwise it would be quite a lengthy journey to make it down to Sandy. So that's just one of the parishes, and they are a shining light in the midst of their community there in Welch's and the mountain area for the folks there. I'm primarily situated here in Sandy at St. Michael. It's the largest of the three parishes, and it is a growing experience that we're just finding more and more people coming out to this area, and so there are a lot of young families coming in. One whole section of the church, I feel like, especially at the 10 o'clock Mass, it feels like it's a cry room with all these babies crying and young kids. And it's just a wonderful experience seeing this growth of so many of these folks. We're running out of space, so we actually have one of our classes in our own office here because we just don't have place for everything. But it's a great problem to have, you know, mm-hmm. when you have all of these folks. And you have just wonderful folks who want to help their parish out in so many ways, because we're not big enough to be able to afford to get, you know, helpers to do things. So all hands are on deck, and people are more than willing to help out in whatever needs that are needed in the parishes. So that's a great thing. And then at St. Aloysius, that's another growing area. My goodness, they're just expanding. Even just since the time I've been here, they have moved with more developments of homes, and it's an incredible growth that's happening in Estacada. So we're believing God for them to also grow in the parish there. And so in the last several years, we've reopened up classes for the children. We're hoping that God will continue to bring more families in with kids. And so I say for all three parishes, it's a walk of faith. You're believing God that He is going to provide for more folks to be exposed to the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
If you are just tuning in, I'm joined this morning by Father Greg Bronsema. He is the pastor of St. Michael's Catholic Church in Sandy, St. Aloysius Church in Estacada, and also their mission parish of St. John's up in Welsh's. Father, you are a very busy man with putting lots of miles on your vehicle. It is an exercise in scheduling, I could imagine, to make sure that you have the time and availability to meet all of these parishes and really serve, as you said, their unique characteristics. Have you ever gotten in your car to go to one of the parishes only to realize you were supposed to be somewhere else and had to make a quick turnaround?
Not so much that, but I've had it where I panic because sometimes there's only one basic route to get to one. And there's only, like, you know, half an hour to get from one to the other, and the parish has to wait before I get there, before we can start Mass.
Yeah.
And if there's an accident on the road, I'm frantically thinking, okay, how can I get there? What back roads can I figure out in order to get to the place? So it's happened before, more than once, where I've had to just figure out ways to in order to even make it to the parish. And even if it's late, we just start when we can get there. So
sure.
It is a challenge from time to time. But most of the time, I'm pretty geared to it. It means, though, that I cannot have extra long homilies. My homilies have got to be on the point. So I'm driven by the point. What is the main point that I want to get across? When I'm preaching, what is something that is going to be in their heart to know from this passage of Scripture? And so that drives the way I preach, just because of the time frame, in order to get it done in time for me to basically sometimes run to the sacristy to get undressed to go into the next parish. But God is good. I think that, if I keep it focused, what it needs to be said about that scriptural passage, I pray that God just touches people's hearts with that main message. My world of whirlwind.
Yeah. Well, Father, I can surely attest, as one who has been at St. Michael's in Sandy recently, your homilies really do get to the point, and I appreciate all of your words so much. You know, one of the things that you shared recently was some of the work and the difficulty living in that area, that Mount Hood corridor, so to speak, that you do have a weather and you do have storms, and you are still recovering from recent storms. Kind of how do you rely on your parish to help kind of lift that weight?
It's a wonderful thing. For instance, over in Welch's, you're going to have a lot more snow, and there are parishioners that go through and take snow plows and get the parking lot cleared. So yesterday when we were having confessions, they had already gone through and snow plowed the snow. So it was that's a great benefit.
Mm-hmm.
Generally, Highway 26 is kept clear because, you know, the skiers need to get up to Mount Hood. But making sure our parking lot is cleared, well, that's a great benefit when, you know, you have folks that are taking upon themselves to do those little things that make a big difference so that all of us can benefit from it. So that's just one example of so many stories that I could share.
Oh, well, with three wonderful parishes and three unique communities that you are serving, I can recognize how truly a gift it is to have the parishioners supporting their parish and, of course, the work that you do there for them. Father Greg, I've appreciated our time so much. Thank you so much for sharing more about our parishes of the week. Before we go today, will you end us in a prayer and your blessing?
Okay. Father, we come into your presence always with praise and thanksgiving. Thanksgiving for the gift of life that you have given to us in your Son, Jesus Christ. May we ever give praise for the gift that you give us in life with him, and that we would grow into a full stature of Jesus Christ in all that we do and say. We ask this all in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Father Greg, thank you so much for joining us today, and congratulations for being the Parish of the Week to you and all of your parishioners.